Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And finally, make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. At BetMUFC, a new episode is already out looking at the game between Brentford and Man United this weekend. And also finally, follow the Twitter account for lockbetting.com. It's at lockbetting.com. That's at lockbetting.com. So that's lockbetting.com without the dot. Lockbetting is a premium pair service that has delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit. It's also a free podcast where you can get our Bundesliga shows, Das Bundesliga show, and the NFL picks for this season. So our NFL show, formerly From the Dirty Sheets. Lockbetting.com is where you can get my premium picks that have delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit. As I said, that means for 9 years and 2 months, I haven't had a single losing month. That means in 10 months' time, if we stay undefeated, I would have been undefeated every single month in sports betting for a decade. Want the proof? Go to the pinned tweet at the Twitter account at lockbetting.com. The pinned tweet is the P&L for the month of July. You can look at that P&L. It's a spreadsheet. You can have a look at the profit and loss. You can look at the type of bets we do, the sports we bet on, the stakes we put out, and the members' comments at the bottom, verifying the fact this service has delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit. 1 month, not enough proof for you. Go through the other months. Go down to the bottom of the July P&L. Look at the tags down the bottom. They say things like soccer, tennis, WNBA, MLB, UFC. By clicking those tags, you'll be able to get all of the bets for those sports. But there's also a tag down the bottom that says P&L. By clicking the P&L tag, you'll be able to see all of the other previous P&Ls on the lockbetting.com site. Again, look at the stakes. Look at the plays, look at sports, look at the members' comments at the bottom, verifying the fact this service has genuinely delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit before you sign up. And August is the best month to sign up. It is the start of the financial year. It's when we release all of our futures for the soccer season and for the NFL as well, along with the Tennis US Open. And our futures hit at over 80% for one unit plays or more. So it really is sports investing. That's why we consider it the start of our financial year. We go from August to August. You may have missed the EPL futures that we've already put out, but you can still go back and get them. There may be some line movement, but they're still worth getting. Same could be said for the Bundesliga futures, but you have not missed Serie A futures. You have not missed La Liga futures. You have not missed futures for the US Open tennis, and you have not missed futures for the NFL. So whereas you may need to go back and shop around for the lines to get the Bundesliga plays and the EPL plays we've already released, you don't need to do that if you're quick enough for La Liga, for Serie A, for other European leagues, and for the tennis and the NFL as well. So head over to lockbetting.com and sign up as we look to make August the 111th month in a row of transparent tracked profit. So moving on to this edition of Scommessa Italia, covering match day one. We have four games to look at here for the Saturday, and we begin with the champions. AC Milan will be at home to Udinese, and they will be the 1-2 minus 200 favourites on the money line to win this game. It's 15-4 on the draw, and it's 6-1 here on Udinese. For those guys who listen to the Futures show, you'll know that I'm not high on AC Milan retaining the title this season. I do think they'll finish in the top four, but I do think that will be a battle coming from Napoli, despite the fact they're weakened, and an improved Atalanta team after Atalanta significantly underperformed last season. And people seem to have forgotten about the fact that they were one of the top contenders for the league going into last season. So I think it'll be a tougher season for AC Milan, but I do think they'll start with a win, and they could potentially win this game with a clean sheet. I like AC Milan to win 2-0 for more value, but I also like AC Milan with under 4.5 goals tacked in to get it under or well under that minus 200 mark. Milan kept 9 clean sheets in their final 11 Serie A games last season, which helped them win the Scudetto. AC Milan won 12 of their 19 home league matches last season, and they conceded just 12 goals on their own turf. And Milan last suffered a league defeat in January, and they went unbeaten in the 16 subsequent contests after that. Again, reason why they ended up winning the league last season, because they were very, very solid in the running, and ultimately that meant that they ended up being the champions because they were very, very difficult to score against, and they were able to grind out and win those games. I think they will take those qualities into this season. I think they'll want to establish themselves as a team who regularly qualify for the Champions League, and I think they'll want to be strong at home again, and I think they will be. Ultimately, I think they start off with a win here against Udinese. I think they win it with a clean sheet. I think Milan and under 4.5 goals is also a very safe bet. But I think as the season goes on, they will fade away from title contention, and them retaining the title will grow more and more unlikely as the season progresses. Up next, we look at the game here between Sampdoria and Atalanta, who I am expecting an improvement from this season. Atalanta begin the season as the 5-6 favourites on the money line to win at Sampdoria. It's 21-10 here on the draw, and Sampdoria are the 10-3 home underdogs on the money line. This is a game where I think Atalanta will get off to a winning start, showing that they are going to be an improved force this season. Atalanta have won each of their last three meetings with Sampdoria, scoring 9 goals and conceding 1. So despite the fact they were disappointing last season, Atalanta managed more away points with 39 points than everybody except Milan, AC Milan that is, and Napoli. This Sampdoria team have won just two of their last nine competitive matches. Obviously, that was on the back end of last season. But I think ultimately, if the two teams play to their best here, even though Sampdoria are at home, Atalanta will win and they'll show that they are genuine contenders for the top four once again this season. Up next, we look at the game here between Lecce and Inter Milan, where Inter are the overwhelming favourites here at 1-3 minus 300. It's 19-4 on the draw, and Lecce are the 9-1 plus 900 home underdogs. Inter should get off to a convincing winning start here, and I like them to cover a minus 1.5 Asian handicap line, which is available for us at even money plus 100. Eight of the last 10 competitive matches played by Inter saw them win and win by more than one goal. Lecce have lost several key players since winning Serie B last season, so they could be genuine relegation contenders, and Inter Milan could show why here by winning this game convincingly tomorrow. And they'll be aided by the fact that their return of 84 goals gave them Serie A's best attacking record last season. And now they've also brought Romelu Lukaku back to the San Siro, and he was a massive success last time he was there. So this looks bad for Lecce, and I think Inter Milan could start with a convincing win. Inter Milan minus 1.5 on the Asian handicap line at even money plus 100. The final game we'll cover here for Saturday is between Monza and Torino, where Monza are the slight favourites at 8-5, very slight favourites. Torino at 7-4, and it's 23-10 here on the draw. Monza are interesting because they didn't win Serie B, but they are one of the least favoured teams to go down. So the books are expecting them to have a good season. I think this game could be tight and cagey, and I think under 2.5 goals could be the pick. It's rare to take unders in Italy. A lot of the games now go over, which is weird because Italy used to be such a defensive league, but now it's full of goals. But I think this one could go under, given that 8 of Torino's last 12 games have contained under 2.5 goals. Torino only conceded 41 Serie A goals last season. Only the top four managed to be better defensively. And this Monza side have seen under 2.5 goals scored in 6 of their last 11 matches. So I think we have enough data there to take an under. I think Torino will make themselves difficult to beat, and they'll be looking to nick something here and spoil Monza's day, their debut in Serie A. And ultimately, I think this will be a low scoring affair with under 2.5 goals. Moving on to Sunday, and we begin with the game here between Fiorentina and Cremonese, where Fiorentina are the 1-2 favourites to win this game. It's 4-1 on the draw, and it's 7-1 here on Cremonese. I think this could potentially be one of the most entertaining games of the weekend. Fiorentina have seen over 2.5 goals in 5 of their last 6, and Cremonese have seen over 2.5 goals in 6 of their last 7 going into this game. The last time these two teams met was back in 2013, where Fiorentina smashed Cremonese by 7-1. So we'll take that this time if we're going to be backing an over. But ultimately, I think this will be a very, very attacking game. It'll go over 2.5 goals again, with Fiorentina possibly or probably coming away with the win because they are the superior team. Fiorentina have incidentally never drawn in their last 11 Serie A openers, and I think they'll continue that run with a victory here on Sunday. Both sides are good in attack, and they've invested in new attacking options, so I think that adds even more weight to an attacking game here. I'm going to look for Fiorentina to win this game, but obviously we can't take that at the price of 2-5 or 4-9 in some places. But the over 2.5 goals being priced up at 7-10 does offer some very significant value here. And I think that's going to be the stronger lean here for this one between Fiorentina and Cremonese. Up next, we look at the game between Lazio and Bologna, where Lazio start the season as the 4-6 favourites on the money line, so -150. It's 10-3 on the draw, and it's 19-4 here on Bologna. I think Lazio, for me, are an automatic play at home here against Bologna. You could tack on over 2.5 goals, and that will give you plus money. That will give you 6-4 plus 150. Seven of Lazio's final nine league games of last season did contain over 2.5 goals. Lazio scored 42 goals as they collected 10 wins at home in Serie A last season, while Bologna saw 5 of their last 7 matches in the 21-22 season contain goals at both ends, but they only won 2 of those clashes. So there's good data there to take Lazio and tacking on the over 2.5 goals. But Lazio are a decent home team. They're consistent at home. Their problem is away from home. Their problem is their defence. I see goals in this game, and ultimately I see Lazio winning it and starting with a win. And I think 4-6 minus 150 is a good price on the home team here in this one. Up next, we have Salernitana against a Roma team that I heavily praised on the Future show. Roma begin their season as the 8-15 favourites to win here against Salernitana, who produced a miracle recovery to even be in Serie A this season. They start as the 19-4 dogs on the money line, and it's 15-4 here on the draw. Of course, I'm high on Mourinho's team picking up a win here away to Salernitana, and I think they could do it with a clean sheet, which is available for you here at plus 200. So 2-1 here on this selection. Roma kept 4 clean sheets in their last 6 outings of last season in all competitions, and recorded shutout wins over Tottenham and Shakhtar Donetsk in their last 2 friendlies. Roma recorded a league double over the hosts last season, which included a 4-0 win in this very fixture. So away from home, they won 4-0 almost a year ago. And Salernitana had Serie A's second worst attacking record last season, scoring just 33 goals. So you could do a similar thing here if you want to be safe by taking Roma and adding under 4.5 goals, similar to what we did with the AC Milan game. Or you could just take Roma to nil. It's a bigger price than it is for AC Milan, but I think the data is equally strong, and you're getting massive value on Roma to win this to nil, I feel, at the price of 2-1 plus 200 here for this one. Up next, the final game on Sunday sees Spezia at home to Empoli, where Spezia are the 6-4 favourites to begin with a win. It's 23-10 on the draw, and it's 2-1 on Empoli. I spoke about Empoli on the Future show. New manager, losing 2 key players, being very poor the second half of last season. They were fun at the start, lots of overs, lots of both teams to score, but their results became very, very poor. And I think for that reason, they should be opposed. If you don't want to take Spezia on the money line, you can take him here as a pick. Spezia as a pick are available here at 4-6 minus 150. This pushes if it ends up being a draw. In fact, if you shop around, you can get a much better price. I've just seen it at 3-4. And I think that's how I'm going to be betting this game, because I just don't see this Empoli team winning many away games. And I think that's going to be set out at the very start of the season as they fail to win here against Spezia. But obviously, we want Spezia to come away with a positive result so that we can cash. But a draw means we just push this selection here, taking Spezia in the draw no bet market at the price of 3-4. Moving on to Monday, and we look at the game here between Verona and Napoli, where Verona are the 5-2 dogs. It's also 5-2 on the draw, and Napoli are the 11-10 favourites. Difficult to know what to do with Napoli, because they have lost Koulibaly. They do look weakened compared to last season. They haven't really strengthened up. And Verona are a team who are just involved in high-scoring games. I feel that we'll ride that selection here for this game. Although the head-to-head matches have seen less than 2.5 goals here between the two teams in 5 of the last 7. But both teams have scored in 4 of the last 5. So perhaps both teams to score could be a way to go. Napoli haven't kept a clean sheet in this fixture in 4. And Verona haven't kept a clean sheet in this fixture in 11. the outright records see Verona coming into this without a clean sheet in their last three, with over 2.5 goals in 4 of the last 5, and both teams scoring in 8 of the last 10, whereas Napoli have seen both teams scoring 4 of the last 5 and with over 2.5 goals scored in 6 of the last 8. So you could go with both teams to score here, or you could go with the over. The over 2.5 goals is surprisingly priced up at 10 to 11 for over and 10 to 11 for under. We'll definitely go with the over, and I also like both teams to score with that selection available at 7 to 10 here for Verona and Napoli. The final game we look at here is Juventus at home to Sassuolo, where Juve are the short 1-2 favourites. It's 15-4 on the draw, and it's 11-2 on Sassuolo. Not really interested in Juve here, not even as a parlay piece. Sassuolo were a team who won away to Inter, AC and Juve last season, so they do travel well. And also at the same time, they can lose at home or anywhere to very, very poor sides. So Sassuolo are notoriously inconsistent. On their day, they can beat anyone in Serie A, but they can also lose to anyone as well. And for that reason, that's why I don't really want to take Juve as a parlay piece or anything here. I think the safest way to bet this game between these two teams would be to take a selection on both teams to score. The data for that selection is phenomenal. There have been more than 2.5 goals in 10 of the last 10 matches between these two teams. Both teams have scored in 7 of the last 7. Sassuolo without a clean sheet in 14 straight matches against Juve, whereas Juve haven't kept a clean sheet against Sassuolo in 7 of the last 7. Both teams come into this without a clean sheet in the last 3, and Sassuolo have seen both teams score in 8 of the last 10 and over 2.5 goals in 6 of their last 7. So this should be a game that delivers the goals once again. And I think both teams to score, given that data, is an absolutely no-brainer selection here at the price of 10 to 13. And the over 2.5 goals, if you're interested, is available at a shorter price of 3 to 5. Closing out with your lock on the show, we're going to do what worked for us last week in the EPL, and we're going to start with a parlay on two teams that I'm very, very high on. I spoke about Inter Milan on the Futures show. I think they are the clear favourites to win Serie A this season. I actually think there's significant value on them. And I think Roma are a dark horse to challenge for the league. Ultimately, I think they'll fall short, but I do think they'll finish in the top 4. And I think both of these two teams will start with away wins this weekend. So your lock here on this show is going to be a lock parlay, much like it was on the EPL show. We'll take Inter at 1-3. We'll take Roma at 1-2. Those two selections combined give you even money plus 100. And hopefully that will be a winning parlay to start off match day 1 here on Scommessa Italia. I've mentioned it a few times. Don't forget to check out the Futures show along with the other podcast this weekend that will include Bet MUFC, the EPL show match day 2, and a tutorial that was released in midweek. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.